Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hey You Online. If you're just joining us for the first time, my name is Nick.
And my name is Ryan. And did you know that a fun fact about the number 30 is if you're playing bingo, the official saying is dirty gurdy blind 30. What is wrong with people who play bingo?
What? Say that again. Yeah. One more time. What is it?
Dirty gurdy blind 30 is the saying. I don't know.
Where did that come from?
It's bingo
from?
People. They're all... probably 3,000 years ago.
Who is the Gertie? People who play bingo. Why are they so dirty? And then
I don't know.
Why is 30 blind?
Blind 30? I don't know.
Grandparents are weird.
Yeah, exactly. This will be something everyone's like, ooh, that's so naughty.
Before we start our questions this week, I have a little bit of a mini tale from this week, more of a warning for people. So some of you that might be inclined to be a bit more healthy, but still want like a little bit of a snack, you know, like gummy bears are always, you know, a great snack, you know, they're always fun. But like, if you're trying to be healthy and like cut away some of the sugar, you know, you can't really have them, but then you think, oh, maybe I can try some sugar-free gummy bears. Now, word of warning.
Those don't sound appealing.
If you were like kind of focusing on that, then I suppose like they would be like, oh, hey, look, you know, I can have this, you know, that still seems fun. But like as someone who like Ryan doesn't care and, you know, has in previous podcast episodes in quite detail has confessed that he just buys the entire carb aisle.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't care about it. but if you are one of these people, I would advise you to steer away, or at least just give it a miss. Maybe even just like read. Apparently, there's a warning on the packet. So it says excessive consumption. I don't have the packet in front of me, but it's like excessive consumption may cause discomfort, like great discomfort and like, you know, gassiness or to some degree, or at least that's what it is. And by excessive consumption, I found this out the hard way, by the way. Fun day at work, because like I was like Mr. Gassy McGas-Gas. Like stomach audibly rumbling, like for the entire office to hear. They recommend like one gummy bear is a serving size. I'm like, I think I had like five, and I'm like, it is no. That's like,
what do you have to put in there to set someone off on like 7 grams of gummy bear?
I have no idea, but it's like some kind of like fake sweetener thing or whatever it is. But it's like, it's not worth it. No matter how good, like if you just like, honestly, if you want a gummy bear, have an actual proper gummy bear. Don't have a sugar-free one. Those things, like the warning should not be like a little tiny thing on the back of the packet that says warning excessive consumption. They should be like giant neon signs above the thing being like, warning, if you look at this packet, you'll want to crap your pants.
Warning, asplosions should be that logo.
Forget like laxative pills. Just take some sugar-free gummy bears.
Oh, gross. Very gross. But the most gross in that sentence was that it was sugar-free. All right, first question for this. If humans were suddenly to disappear, which animal and plant species would thrive in our absence and which would suffer?
Okay, firstly, I didn't see the second part.
I read that as or.
I didn't.
Yeah, no, I didn't see plant species. I read it reading that question. I was like, huh. I'll make this up on the fly.
But the sad thing is I feel like there would be a lot of things that would actually do that. But honestly, a cockroach. It's like just like the little tiny little shits, they would flourish because my theory of this is if we all just suddenly disappeared, like I've got like a pantry full of food and like a, you know, fridge full of food, you know, that's going to go bad at some stage. And like those guys are going to be like the only ones who are going to be able to get in, you know, and when people aren't around to like, you know, spray all their like chemicals and stuff like that to keep away all the like insects, like they're just going to go bonkers. They're going to go nuts. They're going to grab everything. They're going to eat everything. There's going to be like so much space to like run around and like have, they'll be like, it'll be like, you know, at the start of any of those, like, you know, like, you know, bug spray commercials, like, you know, like the Mortine thing. It's like, ah, oh, come on boys, let's go get all the food and everything like that. That's exactly what it'll be like. So cockroaches, they're going to enjoy it.
Doing raids on houses.
Exactly.
So my answer depends on, how long the absence of humankind would be. So there's a certain species.
I was thinking
in Australia.
Like, I was thinking like Thanos fucked up his snap, and then he's like, oh shit, that was everyone. Okay, whoops.
Oh shit, all of humanity. I'm thinking like we're gone for like a 2 month window.
Yeah.
Because the species that would thrive native to Australia is known as the bin chicken.
Oh god.
And basically
this is an ibis. Bin chicken, an ibis, by the way.
It's an ibis, but it's more it's called a commonly bin, known it's as a bin the bin chicken. Chicken. Yeah. But the bin chicken is a phenomenal creature that is capable of digging extremely deep into bins to scavenge anything, really. I don't know how we have a plastic problem. They just consume everything. They don't care at all. But this species of bird or chicken would would thrive so much if humankind were to disappear for a while, because they would just be able to loot everything. But the problem is that after about a month, I don't think they have any way of actually
they have no survival skills outside of anymore. Stealing yeah. the food from, like, you know, people in like tourist locations. It's like, oh, you left your table to go get a drink from the shop or just pick up your drink. I've stolen your burger.
I've thrown your food everywhere. And I've taken like one piece of chicken. So yeah, but you know, like they would just thrive. But then eventually I imagine this sort of fallout apocalypse of like, you know, a few ibis scavenging people. and having like territorial bins that they still scavenge from time to time before their inevitable extinction when they can no longer survive on the lack of scraps.
All right, Ryan, if you were a modern day Medusa, what would you say before turning someone into stone? I feel like this one's going to be a good one. We could have a bit of a back and forth.
Yeah. The first and easiest one. The only thing about the back and forth I worry about is I feel like we're going to overlap each other here. The first thing that I can think of is just freeze.
I just thought of League of Legends. There's a champion, Malphite, whose like common catchphrase is rock soul.
Yeah. Going up to someone and then just asking if they know how to dab. And then the moment they assume the dab pose, you turn them to stone.
I'd just imagine if you're like a teacher and then it's like someone runs in late to class and you just turn to them and be like, you're slate.
You're slate. It's terrible. I didn't actually go down the pun route.
Oh, I've got so many puns.
I should stop. And I was thinking of like, You know, you're on your own because you've turned everyone to stone now. So you need to get them into different positions so you can still interact with humans. So you'd be like, can I have a hug? And the moment they go for a hug, you turn to stone. That's your hug person.
That's your hug person. I've got so many rock ones. You know, if you accidentally turn a beautiful girl into rock, you could just be like, I marble at your beauty.
See, the sad part is I really want to join in on this, but I didn't spend enough time prepping puns.
Don't worry, right, Ryan. Don't worry, Ryan. I know you won't take me for granted.
Oh, no. Have you got any others?
Oh, yeah.
Get it all out of your system.
You're trying to solve a problem. Maybe you're like a cop or something like that. And then, you know, you find like the person turned to stone and then you turn to your partner and you're like, sedimentary, my dear Watson.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I didn't mean.
Terrible.
Sorry, I didn't mean to basalt you with all my puns. Or if you're about to turn them to stone, promise me you won't move.
Oh no!
I love this question. By the way, can we have another one like this? So I feel like I should apologize now. The rest of the podcast will be a pun-free zone. Feel free to continue listening. Your ears will not be assaulted anymore.
Hold on, I need to actually make sure I've got... Yep, okay. Yep, I can commit to that. I have no puns lined up for this. If you were to control any of the four elements, earth, air, water, and fire...
Heart!
Which would you choose and why?
Heart!
I would choose Captain Planet, thank you. Yes, okay. Next question.
Please. Done. Well, if we've got a modern-day Medusa running around, earth would actually be quite helpful. No, I think of all of them, like fire seems useless. Like if you haven't got them, maybe like if you're out camping, then it'd be like, huh, I got fire. But like when else do you have like fire around? I mean,
yeah.
Air seems interesting, but water appeals to me the most. I mean, if you want, it also seems the scariest because like people are like 70% water. So you could literally just like, you know, like make them explode. Which is fun. But like, I'm also going
explode.
Well, like if you're 70%,
well, I suppose you could. Yeah, you could like
rip the water out of
dehydrated
you?
Human.
Yeah, that just sounds terrible. But my main reason for going for water is because you could have the perfect shower. Like, I'm talking like you could like water bends like the water into like the perfect temperature, just the right pressure. You know, maybe you could even like turn it into like a mini bath. You know, you don't have to have the shower running the entire time. You could just be standing in the shower and move the water all around you. So you could like save heaps on your water bill.
You don't even need to stand in the shower.
Exactly.
You could just like be walking from room to room and the water is just around you.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you're just like...
You're busy.
Scrubbing in your container of water.
Hey, people are busy these days. You know, you don't have time to like, you know, have a shower, cook dinner and do all the other things. So you just, you know what? Have a shower and cook dinner at the same time. What can go wrong?
I think for me, it was a toss-up between air, because I think it would make an awesome superpower, and sort of similar to water in that you could also suffocate people the same way you could kill someone with water. Not that but I was just thinking in terms of like how OP it would be. Not in terms of
I am a supervillain now.
Yeah, but superhero wise, I feel like it would be really cool to. I feel like there's some way you could manipulate it to be able to fly. Like, you know, enough upward thrust of air, you could probably lift a human body.
Superman around the world.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that would be pretty cool. That'd be very, very tempting. Fire, I was on the sort of same boat. Like, I don't know if I really care so much about fire, because you can just make fire with, like, sticks. Like caveman nailed that a long time ago. So, you know, yeah, not so great. I think the other one that I was tossing up was Earth. And that would just because it would be super practical. Like, it would be extremely, extremely practical to have Earth powers. Like, you could landscape your property. It would just, like, you could... It would be so easy. I could have you ever seen those YouTube channels where those dudes go out into the forest and they just like clay make an entire palace that has water flowing everywhere and it looks amazing?
I've
you could
spent
just do that
many
in like
many an
two
hour
minutes
watching those videos of like I made like
yeah this. that was a guilty pleasure for too long. It's like 11 o'clock at night and you're like, man makes palace in jungle. I'm
with
like,
yes,
I'll watch this. But... Yeah, exactly. With sticks and clay that he found by a river. I'm like, how am I not this
that would be
like
cool.
capable with my hands?
You'd be like, all right, very cool. This weekend I feel like my backyard should have a waterfall. Next weekend it'll have like a little lake.
Yeah, right? Like, or just, I for one, need fences all the time. For
just
some
a
reason.
Rock
it
wall.
It seems to be the story of my life. Just like, bump, and there's a wall. And now I don't need to worry about anything. Like, I'm going to sleep dome around my house. Like, there is, it's just like the most impenetrable fortress. That'd be cool. That'd be so cool. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Earth. I think Earth would be the power I would use. Especially if you go down the Avatar airbending style where you can metal bend as well. Because then that's like super broken. That's super cool.
What two sports would you combine to make the perfect sport?
So perfect sport in my mind wasn't necessarily perfect from the point of view of something I would want to play, but more perfect from the point of view of something I think would be hilarious to watch. And that would be if I combined LARPing, which is live action role playing, if no one has ever heard of that before. It's basically like some people dress up in like weird costumes and shit, and they go out into a forest and they fight with foam swords and stuff, according to Urban Dictionary. That's basically the description of it. You know, like ye old medieval.
Yeah, that's when they do like those like demonstrations at like medieval fairs or something. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's that, but there's no fair. They're just doing it.
It's like a flash mob, except for people that are just like hitting each other with foam swords.
Exactly. And I think that, and basically the goal is like you get the other person's king or something like that. But I thought it would be cool, or it'd be extremely amusing, to combine that with zorbing, which is... probably a sport no one's really heard of. Yeah, it is. So it's that giant inflatable ball that you climb inside of and then you run like a hamster to roll around in. But I can just imagine that with live action role playing being one considerable mess
but very amusing to watch. Like, you know, even if they end up capturing the king, it's just a bunch of dudes running into a ball into another ball where they're trying to cross a field with this king that they've just rolling around. I think it'd be amazing.
Picturing like four balls kind of like running with like a ball on top, kind of like with somebody like,
yeah, exactly. Ah, help me. No, stay away from me, peasants.
I had a couple, and I kind of started off, like, I went down the line of, like, when I first read this question, I thought of the video game Rocket League, which is basically, like, where you have, like, bumper cars or real cars with, like, rockets strapped to them, and you're playing soccer with them, which then got me into what kind of sports would be cool or extreme in that kind of nature. Had a couple. Yeah. Firstly, long jump with an ATV, so, like, I don't know how safe this would be, but like say you had like somebody like on like one of those, you know, like quad bikes, somebody was driving it, and then the person on the back is just kind of ready to go, and then they go drive really fast and then they put on like the front brake and then they like throw the other person to see how far they can go.
Jump as far as they can.
Yeah. And that would probably be incredibly dangerous, but it sounds like a lot of fun. Like you just do like a stoppy on the front. Another one was maybe like not as well thought out perhaps, but high jump and bungee jumping somehow. That'd be kind of cool. Like
what?
Instead of like, you know, jumping off like the bridge or something, you got to like jump up even higher and then like kind of propel yourself up and then further down. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, so it's like a bridge with like a really high wall on it and you've got the bungee rope on you and you've just got to clear the wall.
Exactly.
And bungee jump straight after. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. And my last one was... I had two more. This one's definitely not safe. I don't know what I was thinking with the clay shooting and trampolining. That's just not gonna end well for anybody.
Oh, wow.
It would be fun, though.
Oh, but even like, combine in with that baseball, because you got to give the person some chance at defending themselves. So like, clay shooting at a person who's jumping on a trampoline holding a baseball bat, and he's got to try and smack it as he jumps, like, the peak of his jump. That would be awesome. I mean, that person would die, without a doubt, but it would be really, really cool if he connected a bat with one of them.
And my last awesome but super dangerous sport would be, you know when people do ski jumping, and they're like ski down that like really massive like slope and then they jump like, you know, 5 million miles. Like if they combine that with like basketball, so like at the end of your jump you just had to like dunk one in the hoop,
but you had to like kick off your skis at the same time, because I feel like if you were going to dunk, the skis might really get in the way of that.
You just have to like midway through the air, like kick off your skis and then just be like holding the ball forward, and then like you get points if you do like a somersault and then dunk.
Exactly. I like the idea of mixing in three sports now for some reason. It's also like at the same time, it's that diving, you know, the diving ball where they do the flips and they land in the pool and then they score them on how well they flip.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like skis, kick off skis, dunk the hoop, do a flip into the pool.
Gosh, that sounds like that would be awesome. The next like tri-marathon.
That sounds like a sport that no one would ever succeed at, ever.
Hey.
It'd just be the highest death rate.
Give it 20 years, I'm sure there'll be somebody doing that.
Hey, Nick, if you've been jailed in... This is a seemingly racist question now.
I have... Yeah, why does it need to be specific?
I'm going to just remove the specificity from... Specificity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to remove specific countries from this. But let's say you've been jailed in a country somewhere and a hero from the last video game that you played is going to save you. What are your chances of you being saved?
Probably. Look, I could probably make it out in the confusion. And the reason why I say this is because the most recent game that I played was actually this mobile game called Egg Incorporated, which is basically like you basically spawn heaps of chickens, and that's about it. You know, it's basically like one of those like cookie clicker or like venture capitalist things. You basically tap and get chickens and they lay eggs.
Think of Cookie Clicker cross Farmville.
Yeah. So
because you need to somehow take away what is already not the excitingness of Cookie Clicker and add in a Farmville element to it.
So I played that. And then I just picture like billions and billions upon chickens, like just like storming the country. And then like in the chaos, I might be able to escape.
In the chaos and the feathers and the, everything flying
and all the
everywhere
chicken eggs everywhere. And I just picture them also to be like, and the reason why I say they might be able to do something and cause a lot of chaos, apart from being like so like numerous, is that I think of the chickens from like some of the Zelda games where if you like attack one, they all suddenly become aggro at you and they all try to attack you. So if like somebody's like, you know, oh, freaking chickens, get out of the way, and they kick one, that guy's going to get like pecked to death by like a billion chickens. And like, that would be my saving grace. I'd escape in that way. I just have to make sure
you'd
not to step
to
on any of them.
You'd have to figure out how to get the chickens to open the jail cell for you.
Oh, it would just, like the jail cell would just pop open because of the sheer number of chickens. Like, it would just be too many chickens.
It's like chickens per cubic meter.
It was just too great
creates,
for the door to withstand.
Creates enough pressure to just blow out the door. I can, yeah, I mean, plausibility-wise, maybe not, but I can see, I'll give it to you.
All right, well, who would save you then?
Well, for me, I tried out Heroes of the Storm for the first time last night, and the character that I played was Tassadar, which is the
StarCraft character.
He's the
isn't
High
he?
Templar from the Protoss. Yeah, yeah. So without getting too nerdy, he's basically just a super lightning
alien
boy.
Dude.
So he can just shoot lightning bolts out of his hands. So he's pretty broken. So I feel like I would actually be in an extremely comfortable situation here, where he would just turn up, he would zap anyone there, he would melt the door, and then I would sort of just walk out. And really, no one's gonna mess with purple alien boy with lightning hands.
Yeah,
so I feel like I'm pretty safe.
That sounds pretty legit, but I still think I prefer my luck with the chickens.
Well, you get a lot more. It's not really cover under night. It's more like cover under feathers. Yeah. Like,
at least it'd be a soft bed.
They don't need to break in at night. They just create nighttime with the number of feathers.
The sheer
number
of chickens.
Yeah, exactly. You could even have them like chickens parachuting in, like just an army of parachuting chickens.
And if we're using like Zelda logic, I could even just like pick up a chicken and then just like jump. And then, like, just float to
jump,
safety,
and it would flap, and you would
slow fall to safety. On the other, I would just glide, you know, because everyone knows that when you hold onto a chicken, you can glide across long distances.
Yeah. It's the same as running faster with a knife. The meme made it true.
So. Exactly, exactly. Although, don't run with scissors. That's not safe. Running with a knife is definitely fine.
Definitely not.
Knives are fine. Scissors,
well,
not.
One makes you faster; the other one kills you. Everyone knows that.
Well, yeah, don't be dumb, right? Don't. Yeah. So we're on Reddit, we're at r/heyyouonline. We've got a Gmail, heyyouonlinepodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to send through any questions if they're stupid or otherwise. If you enjoyed the podcast or you have been enjoying it so far, please feel free to share it around with your friends and family. What is on your desk right now? That's this week's Reddit question. What is on your desk right now? The first thing you look at.
Okay. I just realized I have a lot of shit on my desk.
Yeah, I do. I did. I looked at my desk and I was like, oh, wow, okay. That's a mess.
Yeah, it's like my desk clean. Oh, wait, no. I've got some weird stuff on here. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So go over to r/heyyouonline and drop us a comment and let us know. And moving on to the last question.
Yep.
What was the most illegal activity that you could do at your high school?
Well, obviously, arriving to school in your sports uniform, not your academic uniform, that was a big no-no. But the biggest...
Oh, that was a huge no-no.
And not even like running on the concrete. That was like, you know, that's like base level, you know, like that's like petty thievery.
Funnily enough, petty thievery, also illegal in high school.
The biggest, most illegal thing at my school... was walking on the grass, and I'm talking about the specific grass that was like out the front of like the well manicured grass that was out
the
front, the
in between classroom grass.
Yeah, like the
where there's
presentation
the walkway,
grass,
but then there's the grass,
the presentation grass that was either outside, you know, like the administration buildings or you know, like the chapel church thing, like those things. And then it's like, I swear, like even if you would even put like a single foot. Or even just like, you know, part of your shoe on the grass, you would have a teacher screaming out from like across the balcony, being like, "Get off the grass!" Like,
They've set off the sensors.
It's like, it was uncanny. It's like, as soon as someone was nearby, it was just, get off the grass. If you were even near it, it was like, don't you think about going on the grass. You were just not allowed to do it. And like, people had received detentions for it. And it was the height of illegal activity. Like, if you'd gotten away with that, you were suddenly like the kingpin of the school. Like, you, boom, don't mess with that guy. He sat on the grass.
Yeah. Other illegal things at schools include, so if you wore shoes that weren't black, but like they were black mostly, but if you had any white in them at all, or any other color, that was like,
oh, Lordy.
Such a, what are you doing? Don't you have school shoes? What are these casual, everyday, mostly black shoes that you're wearing in front of me right now?
Did they have like rules about sports shoes? Like, yeah, I don't know if it was high school, it was probably primary school, but it was like, you couldn't have, like, you had to have like straight white shoes. And like, do you know how hard it is to buy a straight white sports shoe? It's like, it's impossible. It's impossible. Everything is like, you know.
That does sound.
It's like the most.
Almost expensive. Like you're buying designer shoes at that point.
Exactly. It's like you have to pay more money to get a plain white shoe.
Yeah. The other thing that came to mind as well was going to the tuck shop at the last 10 minutes of lunch. So if you're like, you know, people get lunch, they like lunch bell goes, everyone goes to the tuck shop and they get whatever. If you were like that last person that was going through the tuck shop line at the very end of lunch because you wanted to, I don't know, buy some snacks for the next class or whatever, which you were also not allowed to eat, but anyway, you were going in to buy something, the death stare that you would receive from anyone around you that was not a student at that school, like, you know, the tuck shop lady would basically be staring knives into your back. And then, you know, the teacher on duty would also just be like, look at this kid. Look at the audacity of this kid going to buy something from this tuck shop. What is wrong with him? That was a highly illegal thing at my high school.
Was it highly illegal or just highly frowned upon? Like,
it was borderline, I would say. It was borderline. Yeah, but it was, yeah.
It's like, you found a tax loophole. People aren't impressed.
And then the gurus of lunchtime are like, you know, you're within your legal rights to get tuck shop as long as the bell hasn't rung.
That'll do us for this episode, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
See you guys. Bye.